Blog Talk Radio.
Today's guest is Italian designer Valentina Cirasola, owner of her international design firm, Valentina Interiors and Design. Valentina will dissect home decorating challenges in any shapes and forms. She will talk about fashion and inspire you to never be afraid of colors. Wait, that is not all. In her Thursday show, Valentina will easily entertain on subjects of etiquette, food, and table manners as well. Take it from Valentina, a Renaissance woman who has done it all and put all her passions to work.
Hi, well, it's Thursday, the day after April Fool's, and of course, this is no April Fool at all. It seriously isn't. Valentina Cirasola's Design Universe, which is on every first Thursday of the month. There you go. And Valentina's here. Hi, Valentina.
Hi, Joanne. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to talk about your topic, which is ephemeral coastal living.
Ephemeral coastal living.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, by the way, today is the 2nd of April. It's not the 1st.
Right. I said, I meant it's the day after April Fool's.
After, yes. Okay, yes.
Did I say April 1st? I'm sorry about that.
No.
Yeah. No matter. It's April 2nd. It's Valentina Day. There you go.
Yes. Today I chose a different topic because it's mostly decorating. Because it's spring and I feel like the sea breeze coming through my windows.
Anyway,
it is the ephemeral cost of living. It's for people who live on the coast, who want to decorate in the sea breeze and the coastal style, or those who are building a home, a second home, a vacation home nearby the sea. So this will be helpful for those people. But one thing I want to stress, some people do like coastal style, but they don't live on the sea. And as it happened, one time I went to see a potential client. She lived in the mountain here around here where I live in California, and her view was very ruggedy, very mountainous, very much tree-like, you know, forest, and all her home was decorated in coastal living, in the coastal style. So it looked so out of place. And it looked so it was well done, but it wasn't the right contest. So I did tell her that, and she said, but I do like coastal. I said, yes, but you don't live in the coast, and so it doesn't reflect your surroundings. So we did something to fix her home, and at least we got rid of all the sea stuff, the decorating. And with it different, and, you know, I worked with her to change her style that reflected her surroundings, which was more ruggedy, more mountainous. So instead of having a lot of blues, she turned into a lot of greens, you know. But that's what I want to stress. If you live in a metropolitan city, coastal living just doesn't fit. It's not urban. So be aware of your environment or your surrounding. You want to bring that into the home. That's the best way to bring in harmony in people's life. So the coastal decoration is ephemeral. I described it ephemeral because it reflects the colors of the water on the walls. It's very easy to see the water colors on the white walls of a house, or it reflects the reverberation of the sun onto the water, and so you have pretty golds and pretty, sometimes even pink on the water, depending if it's sunset, sunrise. Coastal decoration is breezy, so we want to recreate the soft wind that carries that music of wind chimes or the echo that we can hear in a large shell, the conch shell. You know, when we put that the big, large shell on our ears, we hear the water running through.
Yeah.
So we want to recreate those atmosphere, those feelings. And the coastal decoration, feeling it's rustic, it's sandy, it's weathered. As the sea water creates a patina, you know, the sea water goes in and out, in and out. But in the meantime, there is that consuming movement that, you know, sometimes the water carries fossils and leaves them there. And sometimes water goes through woods and just consumes the woods. And that's what we want to recreate, that patina of weathered down furniture or decoration. So these are the feelings. I call them atmospheres, because if you don't create an atmosphere around where you live, it's just, it becomes like a showroom, you know? That's all it becomes. You have to create your own atmosphere in decorating anything, in any style.
Okay.
But this style, of the coastal style, requires a lot of texturing. And by that, I mean eliminating slipperiness and glossiness. So nothing shiny and nothing that will slip, because if we come from the beach, we have wet feet and we might slip. That's what I mean.
That's right.
So the essence of it practically has to be a more practical type of decorating. The essence of a coastal effect is to keep everything natural, as natural as possible, because it is a celebration of tactile qualities where one can imagine telling stories of navigations or stories of mariners who have seen distant land, distant lands. And
right.
So it is important to use opaque material. I would use a salvaged or rustic furniture or mirrors, even salvaged mirror to look beautiful in this kind of coastal style, or weathered,
right.
weathered, beaten material, things like I said before, they are consumed by the usage of, you know, sand going in and out and being transported by the water. And so the material must be warm and cozy, you know, like driftwood. They're very natural,
right.
and they have holes in it. And it is beautiful to use things like that. Burlap fabric, for instance, you know, they're very rough and just natural because they're natural fabric. Cords or ropes, you know, material that often is used as trims.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for curtains, to perceive that soft, lulling sense of the seawater, the window cover must be light, soft, and easy drapable, and often very, very sheer, so you can see through. And nothing heavy, not the heavy drapery that we could find in some homes. So very sheer
right.
materials. The colors are interesting because most people would decorate using a lot of white and blue. But if we look at the underwater world, we see a variety of beautiful colors under the water. For instance, you know, we have the under the water there are coral banks, and coral colors range from pink, orange, to purplish, white, cream, and even greenish type of coral. So there are a lot of
right.
colors, but some people don't think that oranges and pinks and even reds can go into the coastal decorating. But we can. We can use the underwater world colors. And then, for instance, we have in the seabed, and on the seabed, there is vegetation and algae, and those tastes range from the gray tones, all the gray tones, to the green tones, to the blue tones, and even pale yellow, pale pink and purple, and even rose colors. So they're beautiful just by looking at
they
the
are.
Vegetation, you know, underneath
yeah.
the water.
Yeah.
So what about the fish? How much we know, you know, that the fish have colors from blue to
yeah.
silver to some are so variegated and multicolored that they just look like kaleidoscope. They're just beautiful,
do you think
all
that,
this color.
Do you think the fish get their color from their surroundings?
Well, yes. Some fish do, some don't. But, yeah, but most of the fish, you know, it's nature. They are created
mm-hmm.
by nature, and so they take the colors
right.
off. It's given to them. Of course, the surroundings do have an impact on their colors. But, you know, I'm not really sure. I know that for sure that nature is a great palette to look at. And
right.
What we find in nature, it's amazing. It's just work of art.
Mm.
And we should take inspiration from there.
Right.
So then we have, you know, we have the vegetation, the fauna, the flora, all of that. And of course, there is the blue of the water. And the water can be anywhere from dark gray, like I see the oceans are dark gray, or they can be aqua color, light blue, dark blue, green, emerald. I mean, the water in different kinds of the parts of the world has so many different colorations. In a part of the world where I come from, it's very blue. It's sometimes the water and the sky are just the same coloration. But it depends. If there are some type of algae underneath, it becomes light green or dark blue, depending on the algae below. So those are the colors. So people can use, you know, the different coloration other than white or blue. That's not the only things that determine the coastal living style. But then, you know, we need a touch of nature in the homes. We need a touch of nature.
Uh-huh.
So the best thing for this coastal decorating style is to use succulent plants that they are embedded in large shells with sand or large glass of the topiary glass with sand and rocks. And they don't need much care. They don't need water. They can take a lot of sun. And you just put them there. They're not temperamental. Like, you know, if you're not in the house for a month, you know, they don't go, you know, they don't die because they're not temperamental. And and they're easy to look at. They're beautiful. When they flower with lots of colors. And they're easy to make, you know.
Yeah.
The flooring also is very important. I said before, to eliminate the slipperiness, well, the slipperiness can be done, I mean, to avoid that, can be done with rough floors. So we can add a lot of rocks into the floor, into the pavement, and to a lot of slates and rough material, rough tiles that can go very well with that kind of style. You know, a few years ago, I was in Italy. I decorated a home for a long, he was an older gentleman, and he was a mariner on a merchant ship. And he traveled long distance to exotic lands. So he wanted to decorate his home with his, in his style, in the style of a coastal and seagoing person. So I used a lot of his memories. I even interviewed him about what do you remember the most through your travels, what impressed you and this and that. So I used a lot of his memories and a lot of his tales to make up my storyboards. I made a beautiful storyboards for him. Once he approved it, we went and do the work. So he had some old maps that he was keeping. They were originals. So instead of using them, because I wanted to keep the original safe, I photocopied them, and then I put the photocopy on the walls of his living room.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, wow.
That was, you know, he could see through the maps, and the maps were older, they were ancient, really, and
right.
Some of the land are still there the way they are now, and, you know, at least looking at the walls, he could see places where he had been in his life.
Wow.
And then, you know, I've used for all the nautical teams, you know, like ropes and for the tieback, for the curtain tieback, and brass metals, as we might see it on old ships and galleons and even on more modern yachts. I've used the fabric that were all rough, the canvas, the jute fabrics, the burlap fabrics, and the stripes. Of course, I use cotton, a lot of cotton striped in different colors. Some were gray and blue, some were blue and white, and, you know, depending on where they went.
Right.
Then I remember the kitchen was really a work of art because he wanted me to use some portholes. I was able to find a company in Italy that makes ship style furniture.
Okay, let's freeze it right there and come right back after this commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Every person who has a home desires to live in beauty, harmony, and comfort, says Valentina of Valentina Interiors and Designs. In business since 1990, Italian-born designer Valentina has been producing interiors and exteriors designs to suit and embrace mind, soul, body, and functionality. Beauty without functionality is only daydreaming. Valentina creates realities. Valentina's goal as an interior designer is to touch and transform people's lives while transforming their spaces. Visit her at www.valentinadesigns.com or call for design consultations online and in-home, 650-346-6349.
All right, you're listening to Valentina Sarasola's Design Universe. And we left off with portholes, and Valentina was designing someone's space, and she's telling us about the kitchen. All right, Valentina, we're back.
Yeah, so I was saying that I was I found in Italy a company that manufactured furniture for any parts of the home in the ship style. So, you know, people could decorate the kids' room or the kitchen like I did or anything, any other room made in that style. It is so different. That's the only company that I know that makes that style. And every cabinet of the kitchen had portholes at the top and in brass. So then I added all the hardware, all the brass hardware, And it basically, you know, looked like you were in the ship when you went into that kitchen.
Wow.
Because the entry door to the kitchen, the entry, you know, the regular door, the interior door, had a porthole on it. And so it's just like you had the impression of walking into a yacht, a ship or yacht, you know.
Wow.
It was,
yeah.
The wood that was used was Asturian pine, which is the same as the shipbuilding pine used in the northern Spain. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it was very different. The hood was put together with different metal. I designed it, the hood, and had it produced. Very different metals, you know, from steel to brass to pewter to copper. Everything was patched. It was really, and nails, a lot of nails, you know, metal nails. It was very different, and he loved it. Everyone loved it. So it made a real, I would say, masterpiece, you know. And the floor,
very nice.
Was beautiful, that the floor was bluish and grayish, blue-green. In some parts was very light, in some parts less light. And so it had this dark and light effect. It was marble. And you had the impression of walking onto the swaying of the seawater. Very,
my goodness.
Very different. Yeah, very different.
Very, very different.
And
very
so
nice.
Right now I am designing a wedding in a coastal living, which is
That's
funny.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It just happened. I mean, this happened a couple of months ago. So that also gave me the inspiration to talk about this coastal living in the, you know, the ephemeral way, because this wedding has been designed to be really gypsy type. You know, gypsy, ephemeral, and the bride and groom will go bare feet on the beach. That's where the ceremony will happen.
Yeah,
not in any church or anything, on the beach. They have selected an area where they want to stop. We will be picked. All the people, part of the ceremony, will be picked up at a hotel where she's staying the night before. And taken there to the spot of the beach they have decided. And on the beach, on the sand, we will have the ceremony. And then we'll go back to the bus will take us back to the hotel. We will take our cars and go home and freshen up. And in the afternoon, we go to our house where there will be the celebration. And
nice.
You know, the backyard will be decorated in a gypsy type of thing. There'll be a lot of chimes and a lot of lanterns and a lot of colors. And it will be very gypsy type, but gypsy on the coast. So the theme is, you know, the theme is the gypsies have landed on the beach.
Oh,
and so,
I love that.
The music will be gypsy music, you know, just so. And her dresses are not a wedding dress. I'm designing that. It's a three-piece dress. It's a skirt, the top, and a sash in the middle that has colors, the colors that she likes, the blue, the purple, and this and that. But the dress, I mean, she will be wearing these pieces later on, even separately from each other. And and they're not totally white. They're kind of a crew off-white. And it's just very, very different wedding. I think people would like it.
Sounds
so everybody's
wonderful.
Getting excited about this.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
What a fabulous project you have, though.
Yeah.
And you're able to incorporate different things that you do. I mean, you fashion, you know, you're decorating the clothes and you're decorating her. You know, it's fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, It's incredible. Once, you know, I say it all the time, once you're a designer, you're always a designer. You can design anything. And, you know, people don't have to stay in their one activity for the rest of their lives. You know, I have been a designer for a long, long time. I've been an interior designer for a long, long time. Now, I'm just incorporating everything all at once. So if someone wants a wedding dress, I design a wedding dress. Someone wants a home, I design a home. You know?
Very nice.
It's
right.
That's the beauty of have been in business for so long.
Right, and you're putting all your expertise out there.
To work.
You know?
Yep.
Right. That's great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So you have any question about cost of living and...
Well, okay, so if, first of all, if I decided or anyone decided that, oh, goodness, I love coastal living, they should first take into consideration their environment, you say.
Absolutely.
And not have, okay, because that's important.
Like, how would you feel if you live in downtown New York and have all the seashells in your homes and all the, does it feel good?
Well, you know what? I'm a person, this is how I feel. I feel that both ways. I feel, you know, you should decorate according to your environment. But I also think that people should live the way they feel. I mean, the way they like to live. Once you put the key in the door and come inside the house,
it is your home.
I don't know.
Exactly.
And it's your space and your environment. So I think both ways, really. It depends. I don't know.
To me, seeing things in certain ways, you know, if I'm surrounding by a lot of nature, I would love to bring I tend more to bring that nature in. You know, or if I'm surrounded by the city and everything around me is gray and big skyscrapers, I probably will want to disclose that, I mean, close it out of my view because I don't like grays. I don't like metal. I don't like none of that stuff that will oppress me. So I probably will tend to to put it away. You make something different in the home. You know, definitely. But it is an urban living, though. It is an urban living that, you know, you can't totally discard it. So inside of the home, I think it should reflect some of that. But to me, the way I see it is like if you live on the beach, you can't decorate like you live in Alaska, right? If you have a beach home, it's natural to do the beach theme more than it is to decorate it in, what can I say, cabin, you know, snow, or, you know.
Right, I know what you're saying. Right.
You say,
you're right about that.
So if you are in a cabin in the mountain and it's a lot of, around you, there's a lot of snow, then you want to keep that into the environment. And it's, you know, you're right. You're right. It's whatever people feel, it's their environment. But to me, it looks more natural to go with what's around us. But after all, you know, once people, people are used to it, you close the door, it's your home.
All right. Well, that's going to be it for Valentina Sarasola's Design Universe. Valentina will be back. You'll be back. You'll be here in May, right? Because you're not leaving.
Yes, I will be here.
For your, Puglia. She's having her trip to Puglia next month as well.
Next month,
so tell them some information about that, Valentina. And go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
I was going to say, is it all filled up or do you still have tickets available for that or what?
I can still have some people. Yes, absolutely. The trip is May 27th. And we will return on June 5th. So, yes, we do still have places. If people want to go see where the trip is and all the information, they can go to www.valentinaexpressions.com/trips. And they can see all the information there. And if they want to register, definitely they can. But I will be back on the 7th of May again.
That's right, on May 7th. So tune in and listen, because Valentina, every month she has something so exciting, new and fresh and innovative. So take care, Valentina. We'll see you next
month.
Thank you.
Thank
you for listening, everyone. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. This has been a Mathis Media Hub production.